Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lichona njani zulugandaba olamukela ku studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 17 mpalakazi 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje amazwi kamcebisi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ibutho lizaphathisa ibandla leZANU PF ekukhankaseleni ukhetho aqhubeka ekhathaza abanye.
So bad with most people are beginning to ask questions. Is that right in the Marshall Lama sort? And there is an careful with each ears on the ground that we are hearing that noise. But abantu bangantshele ufuna ukubuza imbuzo mina.
Ukususwa kudalela cabinet okwenziwe abomnumzana Sydney Sekeramai lo Kembo Mohadi kungaba kutshengisa na ukuthi ababili laba bazakhethwa ukuba ngabasekeli bakamongameli.
Kusekela mayi kakhulu ngacaca kabanzi laphana ngoba ngisekela mayi ngeke benefit laphana ngoba nazele nguye obe Trump card eka Jonathan leZANU sele
kubotshwa omunye undoda owetheswa icala lokuthuka umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa emethesa icala lokubulala umngani wakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni Post Studio 7. Amazwi kamcebisi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ibutho lizaphathisa ibandla leZANU PF ekukhankaseleni ukhetho aqhubeka ekhathaza abanye. Umnumzana Chris Mutswangwa wethula amazwi la ngeviki edluleyo kwathi kuyonale iviki umkhokheli wenduna zomdabu umnumzana Fortune Jarumbira laye uthe izinduna zizaphathisa ibandla leZANU PF ekudingeni usekelo phambilini kokhetho. Ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazo umnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu utshele Studio 7 ukuthi amazwi la asechiye abanye bethandabuza ukuthi kanti vele uZulu wayengenelana ezitaladeni encedisana lamasotsha.
Sokuba sobala ukuthi most people are beginning to ask questions ukuthi kanti is that right in the Marshall Lama sotsha? And there is an appeal with each ears on the ground that we are hearing that noise. Ukuthi abantu bangantshele ufuna ukubuza imbuzo mina. So usebuyele emuva umthangwa on behalf of ZANU PF and became the very thing they purported to remove. Umkhaza ezidikeze zisi uzama ukusenda ifear to abantu beZimbabwe. Abantu beZimbabwe sebarehesa irevolution bayirehesele that day when they allowed them to go to the streets and march. Angila doubt ukuthi come 2018 kungawinenye iparty engasoe ZANU izani zama ukuyenza khona kwezela ukuthi wenze abantu bazozimisela ukufa ezandleni zabomthangwa nabowethu wengu nabomnangabo. Ngoba babavumela bawuza umoya phandle kanti ungagijima mpela ugijigijima esitaradeni kuyenzakala ulutho.
Kodwa ke nxa sikhangele khona lokho okukhulunywayo libandla leZANU PF kulakho na ukuthi kwenze ukuthi abanye besabe ukuvota bevotela amabandla aphikisayo?
Yes, besabe one babuye badonde, which was bevele kuyireason kamthango ukuthi besabe or badonde ukuthi sokwenzakele iZANU futhi hambi kazanu bezimbabwe vele bakwazi ukuthi bakutshele bethu bona likhampelela livotelani in any case vele iZANU ngeke livumele ukuthi lithathe ipower. Vele yisisizathu sikamthangwa ukuthi enza abantu besabe babuye badonde. So this kungalida to i-apart enkulu kakhulu, which I think was really the reason why esikhulumisile lesi statement. And abantu beZANU mawubabuza manje bawuthe bathi umthangwa ngubani, omunye umbuza izolo ngimbuza yena lento wathi yena amasotsha kanti aripota kumthangwa. They have branches and arms of i-campaign strategy zabo. So umthangwa is that arm that has been allowed to be careless and loose and threaten people. But they was what they can deny. I saw Mtangakwa, we know very well who this guy was in the forefront of the march, the removal of Mugabe. That's why he has even been called an advisor to the president. So it is true, indeed, if Abantu are not careful. So what it means now is that these different parties, the APA, MPC, and other smaller parties, the NPP, should intensify our campaign. But Abantu would never have what we say, and I think it's opposition parties, if they're serious about taking over power, should now address this thing in the hearts of their people. Our kumbos with this possible to remove a gorilla. We removed one, so let's remove the next one that's trying to emerge now.
Hello, okay, ngumnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazo ebekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseSouth Africa. Kunjalo nje, omunye undoda u-Augustive Kativu ubesemthethwandaba izolo eHarare ngemva kokubotshwa ngolwesihlanu phandle kwamahhofisi ebandla leZANU-PF lapho kade kusenziwa umhlangano weCongress. UKativu bethwele amabhakane elinye elithi uMnangagwa wabulala umngane wakhe. Amanye amazwi kade elotshwe kumabhakane akhe athi uMnangagwa upha imisebenzi amaChina. UMnangagwa lo Chiwengwa ngamasela lelinye elithi Chiwengwa ungachaya abathengisa izitaladeni ungayenzi njalo qala ubanike imisebenzi. Emthethwandaba uKativu uqale ubeseqala ukuthuka uMnangagwa wahle wavalwa umlomo. Uzaphindela njalo emthethwandaba ngeviki ezayo. Kolunye udaba olufanayo ubususwa kudale elebandla leZANU-PF elimqoka elePolitbureau okwenziwe abomnumzana Sydney Sekeramayi loKembo Mohadi sekuthiya abaningi bele mibuzo eminingi. Abanye ngabathi lokhu kungaba kutshengisa ukuthi ababili laba bengaba bezakhethwa ukuba ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mnangagwa. Kodwa ingcwethi ecumula ezombusazwe umnumzana Max Mkandla uthi umnumzana Sekeramayi nguye owayethiwa engaba ngumongameli lixuku le-G40 ikakhulu umnumzana Jonathan Moyo okumenza engabi lethuba lokukhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe.
Kusekeramayi kakhulu ngacacakabanzi laphana ngoba usekeramayi ngeke benefithe laphana ngoba navele nguye obe trump card ekajonathan lezanu sele labograce Mugabe ukuthi khona ebe nguye ongaba ngupresident laphana ongathekha over ahead of uMnangagwa. Yena kazenge kulandile konke khona lokho eclear indication yokuthi khona yena ngokwakhe vele ungale kube umgabe ngale labo Jonathan usukhangela ukuthi khona ku-operation restore legacy yeke kuyebonakale lamasosha encedisana lamasosha azenge itholakale khona lapho watholakala nje vele yele umuntu ungazali umuntu oyisikhulumeli sikamgabe ngale kumpomelela umgabe ekliye indication ukuthi khona laphana nge-ikhempi yona lana so labana akula garanto engaba khona ukuthi khona uSekeramayi angaba ngumuntu oloyali ku-new look yezanu kumbe ku-new look setup ye-government.
Umnumzana Mohadi ke yena kungakuhamba njani ukuthi angaphiwa isikhundla ku-Politbureau?
UMohadi ke nguminister we-state security. So into zonke kade zisenzakala alibana ebengumuntu othembakaleyo. Umuntu kade ezatshela uMnangagwa kumbe tshele yona i-army ngokwayo ukuthi lapha kule nto eyenze yenzakalayo. So ngomunye wabantu labana babehlala that committee eyayihlala khona laphana ikhangele ukuthi khona izinto zihamba njani against the new look ekhona yena le structure esikhona se-Politbureau ikakhulu uMnangagwa lama-general. Kutshengisela ukuthi ulesandla laye khona laphana uMohadi khona laphana.
Ungacaca lapho othi khona lesandla isandla sani?
Ngulama meetings wona lana yabenzilwa ngabe yena kuba ngamdizanga whatsoever party umuntu oyabe nguye ophethe i-state security kambe sibili kungabe kusenzakala elizweni angabe ngakwazi for intelligence yangikhona iyabizelanga i-reporting system yakhona yona ivela ngani right from u-PO, u-provincial intelligence we-CIO up to the general obonye ungena abantu I reporting system yakho niyabikhamba njalo sabe ngasali yina amadali yabo enkundleni yabo ukuthi khona bebonisane ni state affairs ngiselise so kwathi kusiya khutsho umnanga kwa laphana kukhutsho omatanda laphana kukhutsho omtswangwa nomunye umuntu wayehlala ku that round table to detect and decide ukuthi khona labana bangakhutshwa labana bengakhutshwa labana bangakhutshwa yes ekugcineni kwangikhona la ukucina siba yi-victim la selahlwa kodwa ke akucaci khona laphana ukuthi khona yena ungabe wayelahlwa njani okuyikho kusemgcekeni ukuthi yena beku-state security lezi labana bangabe bamkhuphela a different reason njengoba umama lwana nje wayefuna more of a position njalo nxa babekhutshwe ngulwane umama lwana uthiwa ngugreece ngoba kuyayixotshisa abantu laphana kuyabe kukhona yena akwenzayo kumbe lwana umama lwana ayezama ukuthi khona kungenisa omunye umuntu ongaba ngumuntu ongaba ngu-vice president from Matekelele icongress isidlulile nxa icongress yabo le extra congress isiyedlule engekho khona laphana hhayi futhi uthi kukhona okukhona
Hello ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla ingcwethe ecubungula izombusazo bekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Inani labantu abacapha umngcele omutsha ophakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana oye Mlamba peli duze leGwanda seliqansile ngesikhathi abeZimbabwe besiya ekhaya kukhefu leKhisimusi. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usetholela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kweLebotswana.
Ukuvulwa komngcele womlamba mpeli nyakinye kwawukhalela ukwehlisa inani lesihambi esebenziswa umngcele wePlumtree lowerama ukhwebani wona ohlala wayisiphithiphithi kakhulu ngesikhathi sekhefu elifanele lekhisimusi omele iBotswana kweleZimbabwe umzana Masinyiho Fisher uthi umngcele lo usuqala ukuba lesihambi eziningi enyangeni ezintathu edluleyo kusukela ngumfumfu uchaphe abantu abayizinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili noma nje umgwaqo ocelele eZimbabwe okuchapha umubi eLebotswana lona lithi zaqhubeka lithuthukisa lomngcele ngoba kulabanye abalesihlobo emazweni omabili abakade besiyabhoda ePlumtree kumbe eMatseloje ngenxa yokuswelakala kwendawo yokuchapha eseduze noma nje iningi ikakhulu abasuka endaweni ezingezansi kwelemandebeleni duze laboKhezi kanye leGwanda lisamukela umngcele omutsha badi uhulumente weZimbabwe kumele azame ukulungisa okufana lemgwaqo kanye lamahofisi unkosikazi Angeline Ndlovu ungomunye othi kawulungisiswe lomngcele ngoba unceda abaningi
siyayamukela indaba yokuvulwa kwebhoda lesemlamba pheli duze kweGwanda kuzakwenza kube lula ukuthi abantu bahambe kahle ngalesi sikhathi esibhize seKhisimusi ibhoda yePlumtree izaba less congested kodwa esikufisa kakhulu ukuthi nana bakhangele le ndaba yemgwaqo imgwaqo yakhona ngani mibi sibili nxa uhulumende engakwanisa ukuthi ayilungise umgwaqo mbonani kuyaba yinto enhle kakhulu
umgwaqo wemlamba mpeli awuhambeki kakhulu ngemoto ezincane njalo uma izulu linile kuba nzima ukuthi isihambi sichaphe umnumzana Dumi Ncube laye uthi awulungisise umngcele ngoba ungasiza abantu abayendaweni esemathebuleni south ababanjwa ngamandla ukuthi baye bhoda ePlumtree lakoBulawayo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwendawo yokuchapha eqondileyo.
Yeah, this border post I think izasiza abantu abaningi ngesikhathi because uma ngokuya kuBulawayo for abantu abayindaweni ezifanana lapho Gwanda, uMashingo and surrounding areas, it cuts the costs and time and distance.
Uhulumende weBotswana ubethume umnumzana Fisher ukuthi ahambe ekhangela imingcele phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana yonke emine ukuthi kulungiselelwe okunganani ukubamba isihambi ngekhefu leKhisimusi. UFisher uthi yonke imingcele esilungile wePlumtree lora makhobani ungasoke uvalwe ngekhefu leKhisimusi ngoba kuyiwo oba lesihambi eziningi siphose sifike isigidi ngomnyaka. NgoMathini Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 Sabro kweBotswana.
Njani mathabe zulu linjani zulu kandaba sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqodo ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo 6 am 2 pm la ngo 7 pm eZimbabwe lisibamba kumakakasi athi 909 meter wave 4930 15580 laku 6080 short wave frequencies lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ku Facebook ukhasi lethule VOA Ndebele
Land of Sunshine Land of plenty, land of blue skies, land of promise, overflowing milk and honey.
Amalungiselelo omthimba omkhulu ojonge ukuthuthukisa ezamasiko lesipho semvele sokugiya lokutshitshimba okugcwele edolobheni lakobulawayo owe-extra intwasa asefike kusibanga saphezulu. Abaqoqi besithi sebelindele ukujabulisa uZulu kusukela mhlaka 28 Lwezi kusiyafika mhlaka 31 edolobheni lakobulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekhona le kobulawayo.
I-Extra Intwasa ilandela Intwasa Arts Festival wobulawayo eyenziwa ngompandula minyaka yonke wobulawayo. Intwasa Extra izaqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Celebrating a New Era, njalo iza ngolwezi ukuzojabulisa labo abakhutha ekampandula. Abaqoqi beIntwasa bachaze ukuba uhlelo lokuhlekisa abantu olwalungekho ngumpandula luzabe lukhona, njalo iIntwasa Extra iza ukuzojabulisa abantu ngemva kokuphuma embusweni woncindezelo. Sebekhangelele ukuba kumnyaka ozayo kube lomehluko. Umqondisi wohlelo lweIntwasa uMnumzana Raisdon Baya ubike ukuba sokusele iviki ukuba baqale ukubukisa imidlalo lemisebenzi yezandla ehlukeneyo ethi konke kuhamba kuhle, njalo kuyabe kungabizwa ozwayo ngoba lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela phandle kwelizwe zizabe zikhona zizojabula ku-Extra Intwasa.
Sokusele iviki eyodwa ukuthi Intwasa Extra iqale kobulawayo. Amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle. Imidlalo yentwasa extra iqala mhlaka 28 December ize yephela mhlaka 31. Kulabadlali abakhulu abadumileyo abenkonzo abasabelayo labadlala amadrama.
Isikhulumeli seIntwasa uMnumzana Nkululeko Nkala uchaze ukuba yebo uhlelo lokhe luqhubeka njengokuhlela kwabo kwamalanga amane azabukisa imisebenzi etshiyeneyo.
Intwasa Extra iqalisa mhlaka 28 iphele mhlaka 31 ngalo December. Intwasa Extra umdlalo elethelwa yintwasa iyo yona esiyenza ngoSeptemba minyaka yonke. Sithi nxa sithi extra lapha sizama ukuthi kubalandeli bethu bentwasa sithi ubani lathi siqedisene nominyaka sikholisa sindawonye. Siqalisa mhlaka 28 ngalabo abahlekisayo esithi thina yi-Night of Great Comedy.
Ukhuthaze abantu ukuba baze ngobuningi bezojabula lemuli zabo ukuze bagqibe umnyaka ngenjabulo lokukhangelela ukuba le-Intwasa Arts Festival kobulawayo yomnyaka ozayo. I-Intwasa Extra ijonye ukubonisa ukwehlukana kwamasiko abantu, ukuhlomisa omama namantombazana akubhizimusi lokuzilibazisa, ukuthola amabhizimusi amatsha kunye lokuthakazelela inguquko yombuso ezweni. I-Intwasa Extra isekelwa yi-Open Society Initiative of Southern Africa, i-OSISA, iPamberi Trust, i-Arts Hub Zimbabwe, le-Patsime Trust. Intwasa Arts Festival kobulawayo yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2005 kobulawayo ijonge ukukhulisa amasiko lesipho semvelo, ukugiya lokutshitshimba okugcwele kuleli dolobho. Idolobho lakobulawayo jikelele ngesikhathi se-Intwasa Arts Festival ivame ukubukisa imisebenzi etshiyeneyo kundawo zokuzilibazisa ezisendaweni ezitshiyeneyo idolobho lonke, kusukela kumidlalo, ukugida, ingoma, ukuhlekisa ngenkulumo, amabhuku lempahla zokugqoka. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Abantu abathathu kade behlome okwesabisayo bangene kwenye isonto edolobheni leQuetta ePakistan baziquphula bafa ndawonye lamakholwa ayithoba minwembili. Iziphathamandla zakule Australia zithi isizwalane sakale South Korea sibotshiwe ngemva kobufakazi obukhomba ukuthi besiyinsoli yelizwe leNorth Korea.
Sekubunjwe njalo elinye ibandla lezombusazwe elikhangelelwe ukungena kukhetho oluzayo. Umkhokheli waleli bandla ngusomabhizimusi umnumzana Cuthbert Ncube. Kesizwe ingxoxo esiyenzelayo.
Ukhuluma nomnumzana Ncube lapha uCuthbert Ncube and leading iZimbabwe Rainbow Democratic Party.
Leli libandla elisungulwe nini?
Libandla elisungulwe almost 5 months ago and then officially ke sazibika emphakathini, but all along umsebenzi usaqhubeka kuma grassroots ngoba sikholelwa ukubana nqali libandla labantu maliqale ngaphansi lingaqaleli phezulu. Yinto esungulwe abantu baseZimbabwe.
Kahle kahle ibandla leli limeleni?
Leli bandla ke njengoba usilibizi bana yi-Rainbow Democratic Party, ibandla elimele abantu bonke baseZimbabwe. Nxa ungakhangela iy'nhlungu ney'nhlupheko ebesiphila ngaphansi kwazo kuphasifethu almost 38 years now, kungenamehluko okhona. So besinabo-ke amaqembu esingababiza kubana ngama-opposition parties, but i-impact abake baba nayo bayenza kule indawo ayizange yaba nomehluko omncane. So sabona-ke kufanele ukubana siphakame sine, sikhulumisane nesizwe, sikhulumisane nabantu ukubana sibe nenjongo inye, ukubana sikhulule ilizwe lakithi ngaphansi kwencindezelo esingayibiza phecelezi nge-economic slavery siphakathi kuyona namhlanje.
Manje libandla lakho lilamalunga ilizwe lonke jikelele na, njalo ungasitshela ukuthi selilabantu abangani?
Kakhulu ngibuye ngizame ukubana iqesane ukubana ayisibe bandla lami cha, libandla labantu eselisabalele kuwo wonke ama-province. Njengobana ngikhuluma sinamagatsha eHarare province, sinamagatsha-ke eMathebeleland and then sebenze nama-inroads as well eMidland. So siphakathi komkhankaso already ama-structures sewebunjiwe to the extent ukubana silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Sibheke ukubana kube nama-MPs nama-councillors nama-senators azomela amalungelo nenkululeko yabantu. Sikhangele ukubana singena ekhethweni esibhekane nalo, njengobana ngishilo ukubana libenza labantu elisungulwe ngabantu from the grassroots levels. So babizi balungiselela ukhetho esibhekane nalo oluka-2018.
Lona ibandla lakho limi njani? Ungasitshela nje abalutshwana abanye abakusekelayo labanye abalezikhundla zaphezulu?
Ngibuya njalo sikhumbuzane mnumzana ukubana ayisilo bandla lami, ibandla labantu. Ngithemba ngithanda ukubana ngikugcizelele lokho. Yebo, sesiqalile ukubana sibe nabantu abasisekayo. Bangicelile-ke ukubana ngibe yi-interim mongameli, of which ngivumile ukubana ngibathungamele, and already sinawo-ke ama-structures esinawo nationally. Chairman wethu sibuye njalo sibe mobilizing usecretary wethu. Yes.
Ye, uyabaqamba lapho izikhundla ezikhona. Ungasipha amagama abantu bona labo bathoyo ukuthi sebekhona abalezikhundla oziqambileyo?
Yebo, Nkosi yami, ngingabasho lapha ukubana sinobaba uMasuku, uDonald Don Masuku. Yes, onguyenze osiphathele i-interim structure ku-mobilizing nationwide. And then sinaye ubaba uMalaba onguyena-ke osithungamelayo ongu-chairman wethu for the interim structure esinaso.
UMalaba yena engubani igama lakhe lokuqala?
Ubaba uGibson Malaba.
Abanye baza kukhumbula usebandleni le-National People's Party. Kahle kahle wena ungubani? Ungasitshela nje imbali yakho ngamafitshane nje.
Yebo, Nkosi yami, ngiyathokoza kakhulu ikakhulu nxa ngithole ithuba lokubana ngikhulumisane nesizwe, ngikhulumisane nawe Msakaza. Ngikholela ukubana lithuba lami yisikhathi sami engisengibhekane ngqo naleli qembu engiliholayo. Yebo, bengingemuva ngale NPP, of which kumina isi into ya izolo. So nipolela ukubheka phambili ngingabheki emuva. Ngifunde okuningi kakhulu ngaphansi kobuholi bukamama. Ngabuya mina okwenza ubana ngisukeke ngizimele omhlawumbe ngifocus on critical issues that actually affect our country. Sisuke singabonike ngenjongo inye. Our objectives were totally parallel. So hence I thought ukubana for the sake of our masses, I wouldn't actually love the situation ukuthi ikhohlise isizwe sakithi ngase ngiphuma ke. But I had learned quite a lot under him. And also, I'm part of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, which I sit in the board as well. Ngi vice president as well, the Africa region. So much is that within the international platform, kuningi esengikufundile, kuningi esengikubonile.
Bakhona abanye abazathandabuza ukubana kanti kungani ungangeni kwamanye amabandla ngoba besithi bona amabandla semaningi kakhulu okokuthi abunjwa kathesi bangani abantu kabamukeli uthi nona khona.
Sakazi, I have gone on a very extensive consultation.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Cuthbert Ncube umkhokheli webandla elitsha elithiwa Zimbabwe Democratic Rainbow Party. Sixoxela ecingweni ekwabulawayo. Nxa lingifuna lani ukungena kukhetho lingasipha inombolo zenu ku 0012024650318 sixoxe emoyeni. Kesikhangele ezemidlalo, amaqembu omdlalo we-volleyball akwele Zimbabwe athi ele support unit kanye lele Harare City yu anqobe kumncintiswano we-Zone 6 Volleyball Club Championships obuqutsha kobulawayo kuviki yonale. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leHarare City liphakamise isicoco kumncintiswano wabesifazane ngemva kokunqoba eleBotswana Defence Forces 6 nge-3-1 lathola imendulo zegolide kuthi eleBDF 6 lathola imendulo zesilver. Iqembu leCamplitz laseSouth Africa lithole imendulo yombala we-2C ngemva kokunqoba eleVUT emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu eliphutshelise endaweni yesithathu nge-3-0. Iqembu leHarare City ndawonye leBDF leCamplitz kanye leVUT athe ngokuphutsha esendaweni ezine eziphezulu kumncintiswano wabesifazane zathola ilungelo lokuyamela umhlubulo wangezansi yezwekazi lase-Afrika kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu lezwekazi lase-Afrika oza kuba khona ngomnyaka ozayo. Umdlali weqembu leHarare City uAlvina Spanda uthi kuzamele belungiselele kanzima ukuze benelise ukuncintisana lentshantshu zakwezinye izigaba zelizwekazi lase-Afrika.
Hopefully we'll complete training end of the year of beginning next year kusibe le time eyiningi yokupractisa njengeteam. Kumele sipractise hard because ama-teams atraina very hard badlala i-volleyball from morning to evening. So kumele sifake i-full time train very hard.
Kucelela besilisa iqembu le-support unit linqobe ele-UZ Wolves nge-3-1 lathola isicoco kanye lemendulo zegolide kwathi ele-UZ Wolves lithole imendulo zesilver. Iqembu le-Redskins elaseLesotho yilo elithole imendulo zombala we-2C ngemva kokunqoba e-Uni Jozi nge-3-1 emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu eliqede imidlalo lisendaweni yesithathu. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-support unit u-Itanang Abu Basutu uthi baphumelele ngoba besebenze gadalala belungiselela limidlalo.
Kumnandi ukuwina but through hard work besisebenza esitadini sesawina i-bronze sawina i-silver so besikwazi ukuthi at least must get gold this time. Siphethe ethimini ukutrena training like this.
Iqembu leHarare City eleUZ Wolves eleRedskins kanye leUni Jozi yowazamela isigaba sikaZone 6 kumncintiswano we-African Club Championships ngomnyaka ozayo ngenyanga kaMabasa wona ozaqhutshelwa elizweni elikhona lizaqanjwa. Umncintiswano weZone 6 Volleyball Club Championships uzaqhutshelwa edolobheni leDurban eliselizweni laseSouth Africa ngomnyaka ozayo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Njanji, silugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Asidibaneni njalo ngo 7:30 ntambama.